once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. And in the last episode, we were talking about what Islam is, and I mentioned that Islam is a violent religion, though many Muslims are peaceful. But it doesn't take a large percentage of terrorists, of violent Muslims, to make Islamic terrorism a problem that needs to be dealt with. And basically, I gave a talk at Dr. Carl Payne's conference, his Worldview conference in Bellevue, Washington, a few years back. I titled it How America Should Respond to Terrorism. I'm just going to read some of the points there. Now, the first thing is there's a distinction between the American church, how should Christians respond, and the American government. God instituted the government to punish the evildoer and to protect those in society, to protect the citizens. But he instituted the church to share the gospel and the grace and the mercy and the love of the Lord Jesus. So first off, what we need to understand is that the church's response, regardless of what our government or the terrorists do, the church must love our enemies. We have to love our enemies, pray for them, help the helpless, preach the gospel, and disciple converts. We have to remember that we are here to build the kingdom of God, not our own kingdoms. Ultimately, we're citizens of heaven, not citizens of America. But as far as how our government should respond, the American government should respond to Islam, first, number one, we've got to call it what it is. It's Islamic terrorism. You know, the government cannot effectively fight an enemy that it has yet to identify. So call it what it is. So number one, call it what it is, Islamic terrorism. Number two, the United States government has to stop trying to police the earth. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's going to bring peace to the planet Earth, not America. So, you know, we helped topple Libya under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. We helped topple Libya, and ISIS fills in the void. We topple Iraq, ISIS comes to power. Now we want to topple Syria, and Assad is maybe a brutal dictator, but he's nowhere near as bad as ISIS. We need to start minding our own businesses instead of toppling regimes in the Middle East. So stop trying to police the earth. John Quincy Adams stated, America seeks not monsters abroad to destroy, lest we lose freedom within our borders. George Washington, in his farewell address after his second administration, told us to avoid foreign entanglements. And we get all involved in the skirmishes of the world. We need to mind our own business. We're only making problems worse, making the Muslims even hate us more. Okay? And so it's a mess and a half, to be honest with you. Number three, our government's response. Swift retribution if the source of terrorist attacks can be identified. So God has, in Romans 13:4, the government is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. God's given the government the sword. It needs to use it and enact swift retribution against those who attack American citizens with terrorist acts. Government response number four, never negotiate with terrorists. It just encourages bad behavior. So we negotiate with terrorists to think, okay, we got $1 million for these three hostages. Let's go get five more. So don't negotiate with terrorists, okay? They only listen to explosions anyway. Government response number five, support Israel, not her enemies. And the Founding Fathers were opposed to all foreign aid, so they wouldn't even give foreign aid to Israel. But if you want to give foreign aid to Israel, I'm okay with that. But when you give foreign aid to Israel, and then you give way more foreign aid to a collection of her enemies, you'd be better off just giving foreign aid to nobody, and that would level the playing field, and Israel would do just fine. So support Israel, not her enemies. The billions of dollars were given to Pakistan. Are you kidding me? These are the guys who were protecting bin Laden. And until we got him. Okay, the government's response number six. Sharpen our intelligence agencies without spying on law-abiding U.S. citizens. You want to gather information on a U.S. citizen, you better get a warrant, and you better have probable cause. You know, Ben Franklin said, any people who are willing to surrender liberty for security deserve neither. And right now, the NSA is collecting data on all Americans. And then if you say something politically incorrect that the government doesn't like, they can look into that data, go on a fishing expedition, and believe me, they'll find something illegal that you did because we got so many federal crimes on the books. So sharpen our intelligence agencies without spying on law-abiding U.S. citizens. Government response to terrorism, number 7. Our government must protect our borders. We do a good job protecting the Afghanistan border, the Iraq border. We don't do a good job protecting our own border. That makes no sense at all. Our government must protect our borders and stop illegal immigration. We frisk, you know, our government frisks United States citizens at the airports, but we just let people stream across our borders. Bad idea. Government response number 8, we need to be much more selective about those who we allow to legally immigrate to America. We got to find out, do these people want to assimilate with our culture, or do they want to annihilate us? If they want to annihilate us, you can't come here. Go away. Go back home. We don't want you. We got a pretty good constitution, and we've had a great culture. It's fallen apart now, but it's fallen apart because of things like this. And so only allow people to legally come here who want to be part of the American dream, not people who want to blow us up. Government response number 9, encourage Americans to responsibly exercise their right to bear arms. Gun-free zones only encourage violence. So I get all these shootings at schools and other gun-free places. Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty, but when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. So Japan didn't invade America during World War II because they did a study, and the conclusion was there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass. Japan was not afraid of the American military or the American government. They were afraid of the American people. Okay? And then the government response number 10, declaring war on terrorism is nonsense. You can't declare war on an unethical war strategy. There's always going to be terrorists. Okay? And then who defines terrorism? You can get an anti-Christian American administration, and they could define Christians as terrorists, which has been done before. I think it was Janet Reno and the Clinton administration defined Bible-believing Christians who have Bible studies in their homes and believe the second coming of Christ as terrorists. So declaring war on terrorism is nonsense. You don't declare war on a strategy, but if there's specific terrorist groups or nations that support terrorism, you might have to declare war on them. But I would also say this, only Congress has the constitutional power to declare war. And Congress hasn't really declared war since World War II. So we've had a lot of unconstitutional laws. And the reason why the founding fathers wanted Congress to be the only one to declare war, they're the easiest for the people to replace. Small election, and you could kick them out in 2 years. So whatever the case, if our government rejects these suggestions, our choice will either be surrender to terrorists or surrender to an all-powerful police state. And both options stink. Okay? Again, though, the Christian response, regardless of what our government does, whether it takes my advice or not, regardless of what the terrorists do, the church, Jesus calls the church to love our enemies and to pray for them. Now, the government has a job to protect us. It's not doing a really good job right now. But we need to love our enemies and to pray for them and try to convert Muslims, even if that costs us our lives. Thank you, and God bless.